Muslim, who are conscious of Allah's obligation on us. Middle Muslim to recognize that Allah has laid certain rights of honor upon us as obligation. We ask Allah for our prayer, not to take Islam away from us in our Israelita or Republic. Not take Islam from us and from our offspring. And we ask Allah for our prayer to send his blessing on the noble school of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companion, and all those who follow his path till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah make us all blessings. It is an honor to discuss with us for this nature, especially in this noble month. May Allah not deprive us of the world. I will not get the warnings of the lecture, but I will discuss raising children who are going to be self-conscious, God-fearing Muslims in an environment of diverse ideologies, diverse ideas, and in the context of a global village. So there are certain parameters involved in that topic itself. So we take them one after the other. So the very first one we will discuss is the child. We're talking about these children. What have people said about the child? So number one, children are a gift from Allah for our life. Naturally, we have this urge of human beings to want children. But let one to be has become a pastor whose natural disposition, the way Allah created him, has become corrupted. This is the individual that decided, I don't want children. Naturally, people want children. You want to be. Even the prophet of Allah would ask Allah, Allah, give us children, give us offspring. As seen in the story of the Prophet Zakaria, alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says, Ya Habib Mayasha in heaven. So Ya Habib Mayasha in the world. Allah gives children to whomever he wills. So Ya Habib Mayasha in heaven, he will give whosoever he wishes the girl child, female. So Ya Habib Mayasha in the world. And if Allah wishes, he gives you milk out of the ritual, out of the ritual of the Quran, what he has that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mix them up, milk and cream. And Allah says, وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ حَقِيمًا. And if he wishes, he makes you barren. All of these come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So children will have to, and awlad will have to, give up to Allah. Children are a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you can even accept this, I mean, intellectually. You have people who are married as you are married, who have no ailment, they have no problem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that I'm not giving them children yet. So it is not a special thing that we deserve from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave children to us as gifts. And then whatever Allah gives to us, He is the one that determines how we are supposed to utilize such gifts. So when Allah gave us children as gifts, there are certain rights that these children come with. You do not need any United Nations, any human rights organization, any NGO to tell us that these rights are the rights of children. Rather, Hadith before never have been focused on it from Allah. These lives are heavenly rights that Allah has given them from above to tell everything to us. So among those rights is that children have a right to life. Children have a right to life. صلاة الجنة تقتلوا أولادكم من إملاك. Do not kill your children out of poverty. In Salah تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاك. Do not kill your children out of the fear of poverty.
One looks at the Nigeria economic situation and feels,
we cannot continue to have children. So let us look for one means or the other to prevent childbirth. And it is funny and ironic that at that time,
now, you look at the Nigerian economic situation and you feel that look, things are difficult. And then the economic environment is in no way palatable. So let us find a way to stop the number of children we are going to get. The funny thing is that as you are deciding that you have enough children, there are some people somewhere who want that child that you do not want. So Allah says, children have a right to life. Do not kill your children out of the fear of poverty. Whether you kill these children in utero, that is, while the woman was pregnant, you decided to have an abortion, Allah says, do not kill your children out of the fear of poverty. Either it is expected poverty. You know, at times poverty has not come. But one looks at the situation and says, no, if we have another child, we're going to have difficulties in raising these children. So let us not have more children. That is deciding to kill a child out of the fear of poverty. And poverty that has even landed. Yeah, the first one, such as in life, it has not landed poverty. But now poverty is already there. Allah says, do not kill your children. Allah is the one that enriches you and them. So this is number one. Children have the right to life. And then when Allah was addressing the first audience with this verse, these people were Arabs who used to even kill their children after birth. The Arabs used to kill their children out of the fear of poverty even after they delivered to them, especially if the child was female. In Arab land, females had little value. They were not much different from poverty. As children, they did not have the right to life. As adults, they were inherited the way you inherit poverty. So that's why Allah says we should not inherit women when they do not have, like somebody's brother, somebody died, somebody else died. And those days, whether she wanted or she's not wanted, somebody in the family will just pick her up, she's not have a choice. So in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or before Islam came, when they gave birth to a female child, it was a source of sorrow. So Allah says, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. When you come to meet a man, and you tell him your wife gave birth, and he asks you, what did she give birth to? And you tell him, Alhamdulillah, she gave birth to a female. ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. Instantly his face will change in anger. He will be annoyed. Why? Because he was giving the good news that his wife gave birth to a female. Not only that, to show that it's a societal malady, يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ. He would avoid the other men in society because of the evil that he is giving to the demon. The bad guy they gave to him. He would avoid other men because they felt that a female child was a disgrace. And he has two options. The first option, He has two options. The first one, well, let me hold on to the child in this humiliation. And then the second option, that shows he has a ruler that is bold enough is to bury the girl child alive. So they will give birth to a female child, and they take the child to the desert alive and burn the child alive. Islam came to abolish this. So we find Allah says, "Idha al-maw'udat su'ilat bi ajli dhanbin qutilat." The ma'uda is the female child. Al-wa'adu means to bury somebody alive. So the female child that was buried alive on Qiyamah would ask Allah to ask her parents, "What was my crime that made them kill me?" So the child has a right to life. We do not kill our children. So also, the child has a right to Aqiqah, the animal slaughtered on the seventh day that will come around to feast on. Because it's Ramadan, I will not dwell much on that. The child has a right to a good name. We don't give our children terrible names. So if you give a person a bad name at the time of the Prophet, and look at Allah heard of that name, it will change the name of that person. So if you have a bad name, the Muslim Allah will change it. So give our children good names. Yes, and then of course, people are tend to give their children good names nowadays. But because some people want their children's name to sound funky, they started inventing names that are bid'ah. So you have names that you wonder, what is the meaning of this name? We should give our children beautiful names that have beautiful meanings. We don't look at the funkiness of a name and give a name that lacks meaning. Names are allowed, either because they have a very good meaning or there's somebody that has a very good history that we are naming our child after. So we can give our children the name of the companions of the prophet, the names of prophets, and so on and so forth. Either a good name with a good meaning, or we give our child the name of somebody who has had a very good history. So it's the right of the child. And the article also is the right of the child. So also, our children have a right to sound education. Our children have a right to sound education. When I mention education now, our mind will go to what? Go to primary school, go to secondary school, go to university, and graduate at the end of the day. Become a doctor, a lawyer, what else? Or an engineer. So in those days, in class, when they ask us, we are in primary school, that's when they have those silly questions. What is going to become in future? They're going to be raising up their hand. What is what all of them want to become? Doctors. Then the next population will be what? Lawyers. Even engineers were not in good. It's now that engineers are making money. So in those days, it's doctors. But as Allah would have it, doctors are feeling the economic fund now. All of them are running away from Nigeria. It's not easy. That's for medical doctors. They will need to work in 2-3 hospitals before they can survive. And they won't have that consultancy and stuff like that. So may Allah have support. So if a doctor is not finding it easy, what do you think a teacher will do? So all those days, if they say, who wants to become a teacher? Nobody is up. But maybe I don't lift my hand for anything. Whether doctor or anything, I just put my hand down. Right from that age, I just spread to charity. By the way, you realize that as far as Islam is concerned, giving your child education is a must. But what is the education that you're supposed to give your child is what Islam is concerned about. The education that you will give to your child must take care of two things. The first one, which is not the most important, is if you are going to arrange it in order of importance, it's supposed to be number two. But I want to make it number one. Then I'll bring the most important appeal into the second position. The education Islam requires is that you give your child skills that would enable him to fend for himself when he is biologically mature. On this, the scholars of all schools are agreed that it's compulsory on you as a parent to offer your child that education that will not make him better in society. So today, that education that gives our children an advantage in society that does not make them beg work. Secular education going to school. You cannot tell me that going to New Heights is wajib, sharia. Wajib means that if you don't do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you. You have a right to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only your vanity. You deserve to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's punishment is what? The empire. So there's no evidence that says sending my children to you is an obligation. You are easy to come find it. But if you are is the means with which my child would attain financial independence that will not make him beg others, then it becomes what? Compulsory. Wajibun wujub al wasa'il. Ulama, the Jewish among them have a principle. The principle is that min wasa'il ahkamul maqam. This is the means to a particular aim has the same rule as that aim. Let me give examples that make it clear. So pray is compulsory. But if I want to pray, I have to cover what the Sharia says is my need. It means buying clothes that will cover those aspects of my body that is needed is what? Becomes compulsory. Why is it compulsory? Because the Salah I want to pray with is what? Also compulsory. Are you following? So it is compulsory. Some people may have the idea, and it's not even have the idea. Some people are just grossly irresponsible. I'm sure you don't have to be like that in the mosque or today. People who give that to their children and they are not ready or interested in giving the child any skill. What they are expert in doing is in predicting the mother of the children. So the only thing that's on this is what? They are less concerned. So people like this deserve to be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must give your child those things. I mean, to make your, if you have the means, to make your children heavily rich, that is what the Sunnah wants. One of the companions of the Prophet of Allah, Sa'd ibn Waqqas, I forgot which one, was sick. So he said he was going to die. And he said, okay, how do you have a tail, if I remember very well? I want to give my property a charity. Can I give my property out of charity? If I said no. Can I give half of my property as charity? If I said no. Say, look, if you are going to give anything as charity, you can only give a third of your property. And that third is giving too much. What Sunnah is too? Kathir. These are not principles with the Salah. If you want to tell me what is too much, they go back to work to the time. So the Prophet of Allah said, what I told you, take it. The Salah is doing too much. And then the Prophet of Allah said, for you to lead your children as Azriyah, to lead your children as very rich, is far better than for you to lead them as Ayah. You can just perform and then. Out of our heart and our heart. He said, it is better for you to leave your children as rich people than for you to leave them as poor people, yet they're just a human man. That word is very, very interesting. It is derived from the Arabic word cap, and the cap is the hand. You know that, most of what I'm saying that for your children to be rich and independent is far better than for you to leave them begging people. Unfortunately, in Nigeria, we realize that the population of beggars on our streets are Muslims. The highest population of beggars are often Muslims, or Muslims from people from a Muslim culture. So much of what I was thinking about Zoom, that Islam, in one way or the other, advocates begging. No! The primary texts are very, very clear. Begging for begging's sake. Or taking begging as an occupation is categorically impermissible. No scholar will say that you can beg unless there is something pressing. So it is very difficult. Okay, giving your children Islam education. And education is different. Let's assume that Western education collapses. It collapses. And it can collapse very easily. See there, if you look back, those people that were educated in our society, those days, we are people who were Afar, the Malam, the Islamists, those were the people who were educated then. Education is your ability to be able to what? Read and write. And then the problem went to learn that when you see Alice with something on top of the sun,
And this bad something that is called they could read and it could write. Then we have this cries of community. Then colonization came. Western colonization came. And what we come to that colonization came, it came with a different system and a different language. And that was what? English. Assume that is a lawyer who is very skilled and experienced in law, but he only learned his law in China. And the only practical application of law that he understood is if it is in Mandarin. Mandarin is the most popular language in China. Now assume that this lawyer was taken from China and thrown into a community that he only speaks English, or the only speaks Yoruba. This guy will become what? Useless. Is it because that he was not educated? No, he was educated. But circumstances are what? Have changed. Let us draw a lesson from that. One of the reasons why you have Afar and Malam going around with Jalabi. Jalabi is the closest I can point to is a form of which doctor is in. That you go around asking for people to bring their problems, to solve their problems for them. One of the reasons, some say, hey, that is what we make our fathers dream, is a lie. One of the reasons is the excruciating poverty of graduates of traditional Islamic institutions. When you go to spend 10 years in one of our traditional Islamic institutions, and then you come out, after you have spent 10 years, you could read any Arabic text that is appeared in your local language, but there is no employment for you. What do you mean? You look for other means to feed yourself. That is why some of this which doctorism has continued to strike in our society. No job for people who are manners. Or they go begging in events like this. Even not events like this. When the people say that, they'll come there to ask people to bring their 5 million that they're there. When that same guy dies, they are there. And they will actually see that, yes, we have to down. We have to down. We don't know what they're talking about. Yes, some will say, those are very fun around the Ibadan and they say that the Prophet Allah went to the gate to the Idaho of the person and ate Amala and Begin. Now even if Begin went down to sleep, was there Amala and Begin in there? Anyway, on the line with me, on the line, you know what you call it, look at it very quickly. On the line it is this. Very few of poverty are pretty deep. In Surah Al-Naml, Allah says, Bilqis said, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَبْتَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. So Ibn Kathir, and I think it goes for Ibn Jarir, somebody says that, then the last end of that verse is like a journey for your family. So it's Allah that is finding what Bilqis said. When kings enter a land, colonizers, when they enter the land, after Duha, they destroy it. When they are you are Izzat Ahriha, Abdullah, the most honorable is not in it, they will make them the most in it. That is what it is. And that is what has happened. That is what happened. In the past, those people that people respect in society, they are the people that, I don't know if they are changing enough. It is not, if a scholar was passing by, if it is Sheikh Zahid Bauchi, or if it is Sheikh Jacob Abu Adam, passing in the street of Kaduna, people will be washing up, I mean, I have not seen that phenomenon elsewhere in Alpha Land. People have spies, they will be running after them. They were the celebrities of their communities when Islam was ready. So Imam Ahmed used to say, you say that the people who do this are, they never were bringing up. Al-Janaki. So you will not move on the Sunnah when people die. Why did they say that? Because when the people on Sunnah die, they will have a lot of people surrounding who go for the Janaka. The city will be shut down. When the Islam is here, guys, Damascus was expected to be shut down because of the sheer numbers of people. But now, how many people do we have here? Who are Muslims? We can stand who are Muslims here. Let us say that Naraman is coming here. This mosque will not be used for anybody. There was a day I listened to his music and I was involved. There was no saying anything. The only thing I could hear was Yahoo, 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 The celebrated in community, we are the ulama, we are the scholars. But now, Abadan, and it's not only a particular thing, it is the degree they vary. Even in Arab land, singers, football players are more celebrated than people of color. And yet, I digressed, I was talking about giving your children quality education. So, assuming that tomorrow everything changes, and then letting you back the scale what is becoming of your students. And for all Muslims, the priority will change and the rule will change. If you become compulsory on all our children, what goes back? I follow you. What will make our children financially independent is the education that the class is compulsory. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go to university. So it even means that your children can go to university and make them acquire vocational skills also. Your errors are coming here to Mr. Gregory. You have been out there, you can't learn mechanics. What's wrong with mechanical training? So people make their money from this. You bring your car, I repair your car for you, and I charge you. And even if you are educated, there's a way to bring finance into what you do, whatever you are doing. So make our children acquire all these skills and also part of giving our children those things that will make them attain financial independence. So this education is compulsory. We are not doing like Boko Haram, like Shikau and Muhammad Yusuf, who were doing everything that Western education is itself. You can say that there are elements of Western education that is haram. Yes, nobody would dispute that. But to say that Western education is itself is haram, and then going to the school, it's not the problem. So this education is compulsory. As you find education I'm talking about. Then the most important push I put into the second category is making our children acquire religious education. And it's unfortunate. One of the reasons why Muslims are backward is the same in Nairobi. That's backward education. That's why you're having a lot of complaints all around. So we Muslims were the ones that went to Christian schools. Some of us changed our names because we wanted better education. Now some of those people who went to school, because our Islam was milk and water. And a lot of you, milk and water, you very worthy. So we bought SOPs, we bought Bibles. But some of us who had this education are coming back now and saying that why didn't our children wear the hijab in their schools? Nothing has changed except that Muslims are more aware of their religious obligation. When you understand what this is, it just becomes clear. And people who have been telling us that we are the same, in as much as they can celebrate Christmas and New Year with them, in as much as the Muslims will give out their daughters to them to marry, and say, women do not have religion. I don't know, it's a very popular thing in Yoruba land. So, but women will also enter the same agenda that we want to enter. A lot of women lost their Islamic faith because of that very poor Christian. So as Muslims are becoming more aware, then crime becomes that people have become Al-Qaeda, they become Taliban and stuff like that. So, but in those days, as some of our fathers saw, this one is not teaching anything, this is history. When the missionaries bought schools in Nigeria, they bought those schools with a very clear program. Christianized as much as possible. This one is not the same. This one, I'm not saying because I'm a Muslim. This is clear history. So there are people who have to become, some changed their name. Some became Christians because they wanted to acquire Western education. And some of our fathers then, because of the love they had for Islam, see, aside the knowledge may be small and the passion will be so high. Those were the what our fathers had then. All the books they read, the method of a scholar that can read Magna Risala and understand it and explain it in local language will be one of the highest scholars. So with their Magna Risala, with their Akbari, with the Kalanan, with their Asmari, with their Ikhiyya, they have such a passionate attachment to Islam that they felt that instead of our children to go to Western schools and become non-Muslims, we rather keep them in peace. That is why in some places you find Muslims are just, you say this other day, but if you go to the Gala Beach and we are seeing, you see all those places. That's why you have MCO Promo. This one has died recently. Amboga. If I go, I mean, should be up for Muslim. Don't deny your Aro. That should be from Nakaki and all that. So you go to the Gala. So you find a Muslim because people actively did not want their children to go to such schools and do their exam. Nelari was there. But we who came later realized that it is possible. Someone could go to school and retain their exam. The people who initiated this and fought for it through like Dr. Latif Adeli said, may Allah Ta'ala continue to bless him. These are people who created the Muslim student society of Nigeria. If I saw the picture, they are not one of their pictures, and I look at them, they were just like Christians, hearts and things like that. But with this level of Islam, they are the ones who laid the ground that yes, Muslims should go to school, be part of their Islam, and not be. So, but that's what I'm going to do. I want to underline the passion this father has to the extent that he denied their children welfare education. But now reverse the case. Now we prioritize welfare education. We prioritize it without affecting our education, it's fine, no problem. But we prioritize it to the detriment of religious education. The most concern about us, about our children's Islamic education, would send their child to a madrasa to learn how to read the Quran. That is what the most concern is to do. At times, it's because of what we know. See, your child being able to read the Quran is not Islamic education, it's part of it, very important and essential, but it is not the Islamic education we want. If I call a child and I tell him, if you see something like this, with a sign here, call it A. And you see something like this, like G, and then they have something like, call it G. This can't be with you. You don't get it. It's something that you acquire. But what about the understanding of what you have read? So even to read this Quran is a problem. I used to try this example, and if possible, I don't know if the lecture is. Nature has taken place in the madrasa before. But I cite it when it comes to use of education. Our madrasa, the local one, we don't pay the affairs with time. I was passing by, then I was living in Yanapaja. So I was passing by this street after mine. I was passing by, and the mother was telling the child. The other one said, in your back, if your staff says that you should come home to collect the funeral, since the man will collect the funeral from them every week, every Wednesday or so. That one was telling the boy that book or get that person. If your staff says you can bring the funeral, come back home. Because those staff they like money. Give the funeral. I'm not talking about 1980, I'm talking about 2010, thereabouts. Give the funeral. And honestly, that is how Asfaitullah begs people to feed himself. Online, I was once in a place that he came begging, saying that my wife has just given birth. And the brother was there, said, Alpha, why do you want this line? He said his wife gave birth or his father was saying, you have been repeating this line for several times. So somebody has been sitting around for a week. That will now teach your children Islam. Islam before. Even the Quran, that boy will not know. And you would find it. Those Afa will now devise a means to get your money. And that means is Walima. I'm not saying Walima is bad, but I'm giving you inkling to why you have certain problems. Since you are not able to pay, you will now say that, okay, maybe bring in your child. First 2-3 months, they just come and tell that your child is very brilliant, so you want to do Walima. The funny thing is that those parents that refuse to pay 50 naira, they will tell them that okay, for any child that qualifies for Walima, it's 20,000 naira. Then I don't know how much they charge now. joking error, 2,000 error to qualify. They will make big poster, big poster, and they would have made children memorize Al-Islami. If you have ever worked in a school, you know, children can memorize quite a lot of things. And then just want them to memorize all the first five verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. So on the day of the Walima, they will come around. And they give the child the microphone. So Surah Al-Baqarah, Madaniyatun, and then they start Al-Islami. Parents will also bring bandili people. Then they will sing and dance. Praise will start also with money. After that praise, that child is free, cannot do anything. And even a lot of people have known that the child can read the Quran very well. Quran, the ability to read the Quran is not a form of education. And that is what we are talking about today. Anyway, all we are talking about is just to emphasize two things. Our children have the right to education. And education is twofold. The right to sound education that will make them financially independent, and the right to sound Islamic education that will make them enter Islam. And it's not an easy to read the Quran. Having said that, having emphasized the fact that our children are gifts and they have rights, and Allah will ask us how we have given them those rights, I would like to bring another verse of the Quran where it says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum, oh you who are faith, protect yourselves and your families, your children, from what? From hellfire. Naram wa kuhuhan nasu wa shidah. That is quarry with the stone of humankind. Alayya bala ishatu rilatu shidah. And the waters of this hellfire are going to be standing there. La yaqoon Allah ma'amaram wa yafi'alun ma yismarun. They do not disobey Allah in the least. Whatever Allah tells them is what they carry out. This underscores the fact that when we say raising children in an ideologically diverse environment, we are talking about raising children who will not lose what we say them in front of Allah on the day of redemption. Children who are going, you know, at times one of the things that okay, society is educating their children. Let me also educate my own. I mean, almost so and so, a child can read the Quran very well. Let my children also be able to read the Quran. The son of Abu so and so, his boy can speak Arabic. Let my child also speak Arabic. The intentions you are supposed to have as you take your children to this institution to be taught Islam is that they are safe from hellfire. So taking our children to school is not mere social conversion, it's a religious obligation. The same way taking our children to the madrasa, which is our school, is also a religious obligation. So we have to raise our children and make them live well-rounded or all-rounded and promoting the English. And it's possible our children can have sound secular education and have sound religious education. And also you find it here now. A lot of us now, in the past, you find people, Muslims who cannot speak English. Now, we speak it better than some of them. I remember when I started the program on AIT, and then the woman who started the program was a Muslim, she was, the family was Muslim, but she had become Christian by birth, by marriage. She married a Christian. But because we felt that man in my house, we are still Muslims now, Christians had a 3 centimeters. She now said that no, Muslims must have their own 3 centimeters. That was how, I forgot the name of that program, Amul or so. Then they told me that then when they started the program, they could not find Muslims to speak English. But she said, even if you go back, you should come out and speak English on that one. Also, the point of yeah, so when you speak English, I'm not to speak English, yes, better than you. But yes, so now on our stage, we want to think that can compete both secularly. And then at the end of the day, it is not the sound. So, for all as parents, we need to make our children religiously educated. And what is religious education? Very easily, we can have our children go to Makarasa, the school to learn how to read the Quran. It's compulsory. It's important. But understanding the deen, the religion itself, is also very, very compulsory. When you are going to Islamic program, take your children along. They will disturb us as those children starting there. Let them disturb us. The noise you hear behind the Jama'ah, when we make our talk, our roads in law, the noise of children disturbing us when we are praying to Allah to Jama'ah is far more better than to have a silent masjid where the children will not be disturbing us. Why? The voice of children disturbing us shows that we have to do who we take up each day when we are memorizing. Bring the children to the mosque. Let them come out. If the imam has a problem with them, let us sit down with the imam and talk to the imam. The imam, let our children come to the mosque. You see, even you seeing your father performing ablution, going to the mosque, it's in itself sufficient. For some of us, it was because our parents were Muslim that sustained us to a point. That was our education fees. That bought SOP. Some of the sons, it's right there in my head. They have refused to go. Because we let them at the very end.
In the conference of glory, in your flag of
all those songs that you just sit down and remember them. But the only thing that sustained us, and look, when I went to I was in primary school, and then the name they left in the letter was Kabiru. That was the name for me, that they put the U there. It was in secondary school, I said that you must move that U. So, in secondary school, I moved the U. One of my teachers asked me, I said, look, if you make a mistake and they wrote Kabiru in your way, you will have problems. So I monitored my name. Might not be you in the YS master. I want to look at that. I don't want Kabiru there. There was one man in our neighborhood, he made that name even bad for me. He will not say Kabiru. He said Kabiru only Wundi. So I hated that name. And I asked Funky Sounding name. Funky Sounding Yoruba name. When you are friends with a lot of people, you have died, you have shame. Why should my name be Kabiru? You are ashamed of your own name. So until we sort of understand that, my name is not Kabiru, my name is Kabir. So no one's name is Kabir. How do you pronounce your name this way? That is not my name. That teacher is coming Kabanasa. So if someone comes Kabanasa, I know. Kabanasa is from me. So right there, we develop the security complex. I'm emphasizing the fact that let our children know that we are Muslim. It has its effect. You see, if you raise your children properly, there's a natural affiliation that children have to their father. It is not an easy thing for children to drop the religion of their father. Look at the Quraysh that the Messenger of Allah was discussing with. What was their argument? وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَلْبَيْنَ عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. Don't tell us, this is what we met our fathers doing. So let us, part of Islamic education, let our children follow us to the mosque. Let our children follow us to Islamic occasions like this. Even if you assume that they are young, some of what we say now, those students, it's in their brain, don't go away. It's like that. It would have impact in their life in the future. And when you say what is called Islamic education, it's about understanding. And up till now, this is a challenge for school owners, Muslim school owners. I realize that even in the madrasa, even those of us that are running a Sunnah madrasa, I don't know about Shabab Ramadan. Maybe it's going to be different. A brother from Ilorin spoke to me some weeks ago. He said, I only run a Muslim primary school. You have a curriculum with which I can teach my children Islamic creed and Islamic worship. And I told you, I don't have it unless you improvise. And I mentioned a book, there was a digital book. This is a digital book, it's personal. Nurul Bayan. Only set our way of getting
Confirmation.
So I thought that is the nearest I can. But this non-Muslim, look at the way they talk of CD. For people, when people talk about Christianity, it's not because I sat down and read the Bible. It was things that we were taught when we were in primary school. Those 6 years, they gave us sufficient knowledge of the Bible, of Christian doctrine, that was sufficient to keep you comfortable as a Christian. So we need a curriculum like that. A curriculum that any child that I don't want to give me letter A, give me letter S, join it together and that. No! I don't want that one. Therefore, we want a curriculum whereby our children will understand the basic concept of Islam. What is up with the child? And from Muslim schools, if I don't know if you have them around, they even fail before starting. Look at the timetable. Once a week, Islamic religious knowledge. Once a week, in the timetable. After Salat. Arabic, that was doing a failure. If anybody says running an Arabic religious school, and what is the time you have Arabic in your that you have 2 billion, double billion, one teacher. One teacher. Tell me, give this place, don't do that. They cannot speak Arabic. They will never speak Arabic. They can never. Unless they will never go to the difficult. Ah, look, children learn English from fresh. Me, when we started, there was no fresh. We only had the nursery preparation for marijuana. Now, from 2 years old, now, 2 years old children now, they have classes. And they have what they will teach them at that level. I'm not saying we take our children to school by two. I don't think it's bad. So anyway, but we need a curriculum, a way of teaching our children basic Islamic concepts as they are growing. And the funny thing is this. When you look at the basic books that these fathers use, books like Matthew Risala, or Al-Aqidah, or what's another one, Al-Azman, you ask yourself, why is it that some of these books, I think one of them is Al-Aqidah, it's only talks about Salah. Salah alone. So you may go, why are they only Salah alone? What about Ziyad? No! Those books were made for a particular age group, to them. Children were the focus. Those who get, I mean, we had an educational structure. Islam was a religion of knowledge. If you went to the local Makassar, then after learning the Quran, then start learning the Summa. Then they introduced it to books like Al-Qawa'i, what's the name of Islam? Nusul Awaliya. Nusul Awaliya. Even with teachers. So because they will give you knowledge, at that time, some say that these books, bonus for that, these books don't have evidence. Because the people you are addressing then don't need evidence. They don't understand that it's when you want to wash, just wash your face first, then wash your hand. At the end of the day, No! What they were teaching us, Christian religious knowledge, when they said that Jesus is God, they will not tell you that because the evidence was found in John chapter 3, verse 6. No! At that time, the teacher was the authority of the child. If we go onward, and our fathers or mothers tell us that no, this is what you're supposed to do, you say that no, our child is not so down. Because at that time, the child has made a compartmentalization that when it comes to home affairs, you guys, my father and mother, you can talk. But when it comes to 1+1, you can't talk to my teacher. So those books were made for things like that. We need books like that. That children, and we can make it easier. That a brother made a book because name of Allah. That is a better one I have not seen in life. Very colorful. That children, when I go to school, my children want to look at it. I want to look at it. I want to read it. Books that children want to read, I like. Books like that. One of the books that I never read growing up was my book of Bible stories. Because I have pictures. We read those stories so much. We love them. We need books like that to have Muslim children on the same page as us. So also, somebody is telling a Muslim child that, you see, God is one, but he exists in three aspects. Trinity. The Muslim child is able to respond comfortably and conveniently that, how can three be equal to one? He does not need to give evidence of some couple of Latina calling and that I started with Alaska. Some couple of Latina calling in the Masiha, in the Mariam, in the Mariam. They don't get it, they don't need the concept. We need to embrace that in our children, in our schools, or also at home. If I said all of us should have study circles at home, it may be difficult because not all of us are knowledge. So we can buy books, we can produce books, because now English is everywhere. English people read everywhere now. So we can buy, if you have this English book, in this Islamic book in English, keep them around the house. Those children will come and read them. You want to know what to do. So, now what is the Malay children? With our parents, we have a lot of work. If we want our children to thrive in this environment, we must also live our life at home. One of it, when I mentioned taking our children to work, taking our children to lecture, is not an aspect of us living our life at home. Naturally, if you live a very quiet life, your children will stay after you. And then find in the story of the mother of Maryam, I just reference it when I discuss this of student education. In Surah Al-Imran, starting from something or two, or something. Whereby the mother of Maya started by saying that Rabbi, in me, Nazaratu, I used to tell people that part on that call, the importance of having a determining role for your child. The mother of Maryam had determined, even right when the child was in so much, that I want my child to watch for Allah from his time. I have dedicated this child to Allah alone. And then when she came back to the child, she assumed that it was not being a child. And at the end of the day, the child turned back to the world, to the pillow, we said, no problem. I'm still going to go ahead and fulfill my promise. And then there's also something there. She made a dua. She said, "In me, or in your hadika, or will you get a harsh ministry from the Muslim?" Oh Allah, I seek protection for Maryam and for the offspring of Maryam from them. Point number two, let us pray for our children. Even after you have made all the effort, prayer is always needed. But like your parents will be talking to your children. Fortunately, that has to become, you don't find enough about Muslims of you. So let us make the habit that we pray for our children. In fact, the mother of Maryam did not pray for Maryam alone. She prayed for Maryam and then the offspring of Maryam. In me, for evil her, I seek your protection for Maryam, was only yet that her. And from the offspring of Maryam, you know, she is talking about this. She said, Maryam, she prayed for the children of Maryam. And so I say, then look at who came from that lineage. Not other than Abraham the Maryam, Jesus Christ. Because a very thief will not pass the state charge. Lion the king will build. For the old outrage. Then I have to say that you cannot have a bench kid tax the state charter. Oftentimes, children stay after their parents. If the parents smoke, drink, the child also will smoke and drink. And even to thank the father or the mother as the chief lady. If the father was taking children, the child will take in their hands. If the father was taking their hands, the child will take another. Because the children will start yet the father or the mother ended. And also Maryam had a very, very good childhood. Allah says, for the father of whom have a common inheritance. Allah accepted the dua of our mother. وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا And Allah made us grow fasting. وَكَفَّرَهَا زَكَرِيًّا And Allah gave Maryam to Zakaria as a student. Point number three. The choice of school and choice of teacher we want to handle our children. So in fact, we talk about the fact that where we don't have sufficient listening schools. We have more than sufficient now. We have expensive ones. We have ones that you can afford. We have cheap ones. So there is no excuse to go out say, at the end of the day, we still want our children to say, our father, who was in heaven, I will be the name, that kingdom come. No! We want our children, when they want to eat the food, to still say the day. As we said those days, when are you here? When we talk about Muslim Islamizing, and I look at that very funny. When you want to eat, you say the grace. Whether you are the son of the chief imam of Lagos, you say the grace like others. You close your eyes. I remember one day, I was on the assembly, and I refused to close our eyes. I refused to say the prayer. I was only doing my mouth. The teacher on duty came to knock my head and tell and call me David time. Because I was not praying. So we have sufficient schools to take our the choice of school and choice of teacher we want to offer our children is very, very important. It's obligation of us. And of course, Allah says, when Allah says Maryam to Zakaria as a teacher, Allah mentions a piece about the relationship between Zakaria and Maryam. Allah says, Sulama dakala alayya Zakaria ni'mam, wajada indaha rizqa. Whenever Zakaria entered where Maryam was staying, he would find who we are. And then Zakaria would ask Maryam, Ya Maryam, anna laki hada, where did you get this? That's point number four. We must not be complacent parents. The children will bring things home. And when I say things, it is not just physically bringing things home. If your child comes home with a behavior that you feel is changed, ask her the same way for the career, ask Maryam, and like in her now. Get it. We are assuming that you have controlled your home. They are living as fire smoking. So your child comes home, something that is changed. You are like this. You are dead heart. I'm not like the other. Where did you get this? Because our environment, as I've been saying, is a global village. And the things that make our environment a global one is right there in our homes. The TV, the internet, the phones, and stuff like that. For me, I'm a recruit. I don't believe young children, especially young below the age of 13 and then even 15, 10. I don't believe they should have access to phones that have internet connection. I'm a backward. That's my belief. If you want to call them and want them to call us, you can buy dinner. Because this one is a smartest school. Smartest school for children. If you buy phone with internet access for your children, you are giving your children a gateway to shayateen or things for you. And I know what I'm talking about. You are opening up the gate for different types of shayateen. A couple in the US gave their children, gave their child. I saw this on TV. They gave a tablet to their child. And of course, the tablet was connected to the children. The father now realized that when that tablet was in the child, it was bringing in content they were not palatable. They were Christians, they were not Christians. So when they gave the tablet to the child, the content that the adverts run, if they are connected to the internet, they will be adverts and stuff like that. Once the parent collects the tablet from the child, those adverts go wrong. So the parents came to the conclusion that the phone was recognizing that this was the child. And was bringing those illicit images to that child. So that's what the internet is. When we were growing up, it was not easy to have access to pornography. Then, to even buy a video, probably in the neighborhood, only one man will have a video. And that video, if you monitor it, it's only when you go to work that your children will say, come on, one video. And they don't buy it, you go to video club. So you go to video club to go and rent. And you go there saying, want to rent a pornography, you say, how do you look at you, how old are you? You can only see pornography in those wicked brothers that we have in our house. Those wicked brothers that we find around them. That we really took on someone was coming out. That is how you would have happened. It's not like that now. But just on the tip of a button, you have access to whatever you want to watch on pornography. And you say, well, it doesn't matter. No, it matters. I allow my children to watch cartoons. But even cartoons, you have to be vigilant what you are doing, what you are exposing your children to. Because even those cartoons have problems, they bring in messages to that. I watch a cartoon at that time, I saw a cartoon, and right there in that cartoon, they were cartoon, children, they were putting the reality. Don't tell me anything, indirectly. Men, a woman going on a date and stuff like that. So even if you want to expose yourself, so for in my own house right for now, I don't allow myself to watch it. There's this Nickelodeon, channel of GoTV. Because Nickelodeon is a bit more, other people, I don't want to use the word advanced. The ideas in Nickelodeon are more than what an average don't have here. Because in Nickelodeon, you have sort of dating and stuff like that. Your children just say something and you survive very strong. Even from the ordinary ones, you realize that they are exposed to a lot of information. There is a lot of good in them. Things you cannot explain, those cartoons explain it very easily. But you have to monitor them. Anything your child is being exposed to, you have to monitor them. And of course, this monitoring, a lot of people will ask us if we are negligent around them. In fact, if we are going to fall backwards, because our children are not exposed to something, it's far, far better. So then I say, even if those children are not exposed, at the end of the day, didn't they come back? Yes. All these things does not mean that the child will not come back at the end of the day. But you have done your religious obligation. And challenges are, if you can protect the child's education, protect the child's learning and education, protect the parents and protect the environment, chances are the children will come back. If the parents are tired, the teacher is tired, and you can control the environment, the children will come back. So all these things are the responsibility of parents. We must live our lives as Muslims. If we are afflicted with music, because it's all about an affliction, and you cannot stop listening to such music, like Naramai and other songs. I don't know those songs again.
Wiki, the video.
Yes. Those are the only ones now. If we are afflicted with them, don't listen to them in the presence of your children. It is not listen to them in the presence. When you even listen to the lyrics of this music, what are they teaching? The things you want to run away from, and what they are teaching. And there was a time that the several of them signed today. And what he was saying is was that people should take drugs. I listened, I think what he told me, there was this my view on TBC. The parents were discussing, one of them that mentioned that Naramadi once said that a girl having a big backside, a big bottle, is far better than her having disease. Then it was a wave of Naramadi, Mania and crazy stuff like that. And he was teaching young people by that white sheep you need to go to sleep. So even if you are physically with this bad thought, don't allow them to pass from you and get to your children. Because indeed, you can stop it. So at the end of the day, they will go beyond what you can handle. So now we are having Muslim children who are dressing like humans, like what do you mean about Bobby? While we were going on, that type of testing will never ever get to the status. Most likely, we will be mentioned in or act or whatever gender is she or he. Whatever gender he or she is identifying with, it's not possible. And I ask you, why is this guy or girl popular? He's not singing, he's not mentioned, he's not dressed like a female. And then, and recently there was a one of the Nigerian teachers who tells him how as what as gay. Is it Okupe? One of those really Okupe. And then the father was saying that no, we raised him as a Christian. He's a step from. No, what am I talking about? This thing also is affecting Muslims though. When your children are about to travel out, you now bring gifts to you. So that effort is in 3 weeks. You don't want to travel out for the end. 3 weeks. I feel it's going too much. From all the text by Bukhari and the books of six, you would blend them and then open the head and pour it inside. Most of the time, a child that you have not exposed to family teaching, a child that probably already has girlfriend and boyfriend and stuff like that, and then it's also you have thrown yourself into the Western world there, and then you bring it to the Abba, then I will teach you, I will collect my money. I will teach you what I mean. So, okay, Allah is one, and Yahweh and Muhammad is the prophet, and then it's Allah. And then it's haram. So I've done my work. And it's not only, in fact, somebody raised it, the guy, the brother is in Canada also. But how can you raise a child, individual, from the young age? I want to tell you, it's not about going to university, you want to go on about, please come and teach him religious knowledge for 6 months. Where does that work? You want to plant stone and reap yam. Don't know what that way. Parents need to teach their children Islam. And it starts by them living as Muslims. If it is difficult for some of us who grew up with Islamic behavior, and for some of us who live, who grew up in Jesus, it is the Rama of Allah. That Allah said with Jesus. That if I see a Muslim who is Jesus, come from Jesus, I feel a form of respect. If I see a Muslim who is just coming from a place like Moshin or Mazuluku? No, you need to understand our environment. This is an environment where even as we are going up, they will still be pushing. Even if you don't have interest in dinner, they will push you to it. And in another way, that your girlfriend will come home and your parents will give you home that then Yahweh or Wale, Yahweh or Wale. That is the moment we grew up in Lagos here. In fact, growing up, what we felt was wrong when it comes to dinner was to try to get two girlfriends at the same time. That one was wrong. But growing up and then fooling around with girlfriends, that's not wrong. You only become blameworthy if you get a girlfriend. The Shakara Amen. But before then, this was the environment we grew up in. It is bad and sad for us to see a Muslim child whose father and mother are religiously practicing, and the child is back. That is happening. You find the daughter of somebody wearing a cup who got pregnant outside your door. How do you explain that? So I interact because I thought that's all this is. I realized there are times, even basic Islamic things, there's a popular, I won't mention his name. The very popular scholar in the north is dead now. Never forgot the next moment. If one of the children at a point
was not even Christian. He was an atheist. He did not believe God existed. Some said that he died of atheism. Some said no, he only was an atheist for a time. You find Muslim children, and because this is the time they are living in, people will ask questions that will be asked. So you don't ask in the past to survive me, not to survive me. I won't ask several members of the social media sister who told me that it's a time. As I'm talking to you, I'm just praying. I've wanted to stop. That, and I asked her, which aspect of Islam do you have a problem with? He said, that's from the beginning. Even I started from explaining why God exists. That was where I started with that. That, okay, let me start from the existence of God. That was where we now started. We now came down to the issue of using Islam, not completing to. It's as bad as that. There are brothers and sisters going around. The reason they are living in this bar is because they find in themselves an environment that people are living in this bar. Some people are only actively doing the reason because of the crisis they find. Not if there is more, you would like to engage in it. So people are just like, nah, let's go here. In our university those days, we had a problem in the project, even our university. Because Muslims refuse to fight for, that is why some people, some others are actively involved. So let's not fight. That's what we have in my project, we have problems with KDS. So that night, some brothers said, let's not fight them. They're one of the people that are respected. When you see that, I really feel that, this one is a very strong banner. He just said, we cannot go like that. So he said, why? He said, let's go home and start ignoring the move with me. I said, oh, wow, you have to go home and be there as well as you can. So, look at that, you did me. So, you don't understand some of the struggles that some people are facing. They are just outwardly Muslim. They are having serious crisis of faith internally. And then the painful thing is that almost all these things, you find them in the books of scholars. There is no excuse. Even the Afghans have not stopped. And you find Muslim children using their faith out of it. So let us live our lives as Muslims, as them. If you have been afflicted with some of these things, at least hide them. Don't do them when your children are there. If you watch pornography, chances are your children will watch. There are children who are afflicted with pornography because their father was watching it. So these vices, if you cannot stop them, hide them from your children because of the environment you find ourselves. And this environment is far, far, far more serious than what we have in the past. When we talk about an American diverse environment, we talk about the non-Islamic forces that are there running after us. Find eternity. Well, I'm not even much bothered about eternity today. Oftentimes, it's not a major problem. Muslim children are. They're starting to see, and when we were growing up, maybe 15 years ago, people become Christians now, it's out of hunger. They ask the man to become, why do you become Christians? So then, I said, where I said, Matthew will not be me. When the Matthew was saying, now I said the name of Muhammad, the Matthew is not good. And after the name of Jesus, the Matthew is not good. So it's a lie. He generated and he did not find work. And he was the only son in the family. His father has died. His siblings, they run that time. That you are the only, you are generated. And then he could not find work. Because if he applies to a place as a Muslim, he will not give him work. They not only come to a fellowship. When he comes to the fellowship, they not only gave him the work, they also gave him a woman. Things are happening. That is why he became Christian in the life. No master was taking me. So poverty may come to the family. Those ones that I see as challenges are this freedom, this worshiping of desire that the Western world has come. Because it is the very antithesis of religion. Religion is about obtaining your desire that you don't want to be around in life. This
expected God to send. He's telling you that we are free to do whatever you want to do. Sex free. Even if you want more than sex, if what you want is same sex marriage, when you are free, why do people buy you from a desire? It's appealing to people, naturally. So you want to get married, you have to obstacles there, but you want to come in, it's very easy. When, even when you are browsing the internet, I want to convey, even YouTube, if you are browsing YouTube, you see adverts come from Netflix. I don't know what Netflix, I'm not just a Netflix. And you can bring anything as adverts for their movies. Of everywhere you have to contact. So in our own time, it's even far, far, far more serious. And then, because I'm getting tired, I will end. I have two more points here. The first one is an example to show you the decadence in our environment. And then the last one is the final pitch. What's this show? Big Brother Niger. So the Big Niger. It is not, in fact, even outside the religious context, such a show 20, 30 years ago did not try. So now, this is what is timing. People, males and females, will be having sex with themselves in front of the camera. They asked a lady, she was going to talk to her, and they asked her that, will you stop at sex with me like that? Yes, yes. And then now say that, you do this, I don't care. They are giving the money. Let me just give that money. I don't care anything that will happen. So people will be happy like that. And then they will bust that for millions to see. Very soon they will have another one. So Nigerians are telling me, no, they should take it away and things like that. Life. The same Nigerians are campaigning that you want to respond in there. Millions of liars. No, for God's sake. You don't, for God's sake, what value does that show bring? Let us put this religion aside. What value, what educative value? And then in the past that we have junior debates, we have some things are no longer there. Even if they are there, those that we view them are very limited. People say in the place, there's no drama, there's no script, there's no suspense, just everybody people in the place, and then you have the camera on them 24 hours, and then people are watching and they are watching them. And there is millions of them. All these are indications that our society has changed from being a conservative African environment to war, and it's gradually becoming something like far more open, and then worshipping of desire becomes more prevalent. The people like Bobrisky, people like all these people, I mean, I mentioned earlier that when you are growing up, I'm not examining, if you got pregnant, you yourself be ashamed. But now, these girls are giving birth, and they're even ready to buy the baby mama. All of them know. They wear the badge and tell this Christmas is baby mama. So this is the kind of environment we find ourselves now. These are the people who are going to be the future presidents. People that are coming out as gay and coming out as Christians, people that are telling us that we should legalize same-sex marriages and who are going to the National Assembly to do, they are going to be the spirit of tomorrow. So by the time some of us are growing old, we start to see the end. You know now, we can look at the West and say, this is a man. Why should they allow women and women to marry, men and men to marry? Give our environment 10, 20 years to let these children grow up and become parents. So like Bobby should also become that father now, if he finally, what moral do you think someone like to give to that human? And our children will be the same environment as life. May Allah protect us. And then finally, the desire to set up in Islam. The last affirmation was revealed about the right of freedom from us. But the end of that verse brings a very important lesson to the child. The baptism is very important lesson to all the parents. When I was there, I was under the Allah decreed that we worship only Him and that we are kind to our parents. At the end of those two verses, Allah says, the time is going to rock your hamdura. Oh my Lord, be merciful to my parents. Kama rabbayani sagira. The same way they brought me up. The same way they educated me. The same way they trained me when I was young. If you refuse to train your children now, if you refuse to give our children the sound education that is required now, we will not find children who will not go on us, and we will not find children who even show us care and sympathy when we are old and we have no strength to give. May Allah put our children in this life. May Allah put our children who will hear Him and also acknowledge the life of hearing from them in our anxiety and sovereignty. Our cross now has the power of the hand. I shall be there in the hand after the
We still have to move on to question and answer. So your last is